Okay, so I think we kind of have sort of the groundwork of where ovarian cancer management has been for a long time. And now we're layering in a completely new form of therapy that, you know, first began to come on the scene a few years ago, but really came on the scene over this past year, which is PARP inhibitors. And let's talk a little bit. You mentioned earlier this idea of the biology of ovarian cancer and why it is that it seems so sensitive to platinums. Can you talk a little bit more about the biology of ovarian cancer in that regard?
Absolutely. One of the important things that we found out in the biology of ovarian cancer is that not all ovarian cancer is the same, even though it may look the same grossly. Under the microscope, we know that there's different subtypes: high-grade serous, low-grade serous, clear cell, mucinous, high-grade endometrioid, low-grade endometrioid. And then you can drill down even further into the molecular biology. I'm going to focus mostly on high-grade serous because that's the most common epithelial ovarian cancer. And with high-grade serous cancers, we know that the molecular biology is really hinging around P53 mutations, which are common in almost all of these types of cancers, as well as mutations in homologous recombination defects. So BRCA1 and BRCA2 are two examples of that, but it even extends that now we understand these other genes that are involved.
But now when you're talking about mutations, you're talking about within the tumor.
Exactly, within the tumor.
But also you have some people who have germline mutations, specifically, for example, BRCA 1 and 2, where it's not just in the tumor, but also in the normal tissue.
Right. So often people refer to those as genetic or germline mutations versus the acquired mutations. So the germline or genetic mutations are mutations that a patient would inherit from her mother or father, and it would be in every cell of their body, including the tumor. And then the acquired mutation is the somatic mutation, is the other name for that, would be the tumor has the mutation, but it's not present everywhere in your body. It's not a mutation that was inherited from your parent.